What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Shooting the Sith. This is episode number 4, part of Spoiler Country Spoilerverse. Make sure you check out scpod.net for all your Spoilerverse needs. I am Robert Slavinsky, and before we get into everything here, we know that the Rise of Skywalker trailer is coming out tonight during Monday Night Football, but I do want to just, you know, say in honor of our princess, our general, Carrie Fisher, today would have been her 63rd birthday. Rest in peace. We miss you and can't wait to see your final. Well, we saw her final performance in The Last Jedi, but to see some of the footage that we did not get to see from The Force Awakens in The Rise of Skywalker is very exciting. Hopefully it gives you a nice send-off. But on to the speculation now of The Rise of Skywalker trailer, and in some ways the movie as well. Now, I know a few weeks ago, if you listened to my show here, I did talk about the possibility of a major scene popping up in the trailer of Kylo Ren meeting Darth Sidious or Palpatine. I think that is a cool theory, or not just theory, but I think that'd be a cool thing to see that in a trailer, to see how that all plays out. But I really think that there's going to be another big reveal. That first trailer that we got, teaser, not so much a trailer, but teaser from Star Wars Celebration back in April, the big reveal was at the end of them coming upon the Death Star, Death Star 2, the ruins of it in the water. That was a huge reveal, as well as Palpatine's voice. Hearing his laugh in the background was absolutely phenomenal, jaw-dropping moment for that trailer. I mean, we know J.J. Abrams is great at that whole boo, or not boo, but like, ah, I gotcha type of thing. He's good at that with the trailers. But let me tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing what we get from this trailer. Then the D23 footage, the whole aha moment was, or the holy crap moment was, Dark Rey with the double-bladed lightsaber. That was a big moment where speculation has been running rampant ever since, just like the Palpatine reveal and the first teaser. So what is a big reveal going to be here? I honestly have no idea. I don't know what the surprise could be here. Maybe it's something with Luke. Maybe it's something with Leia. I honestly don't know. Are we going to see Anakin in this trailer? A lot of people are speculating that Anakin's going to pop up in this movie. I would love to see him pop up in some form or fashion. But I just don't know. I don't know. I can't wait. The trailer is just very close here. It's getting closer and closer by the minute for this trailer. So I just wanted to get this out there. My speculation on what's going to happen. So what am I thinking we're going to see in this trailer? Well, first off, I think we're going to get more story beats. We're going to kind of have an understanding of what is going on in this movie, what the MacGuffin is going to be of sorts, what is going to be the driving force of these characters. I think that we're going to see Rey, Poe, and Finn all together on the Falcon. We've seen that in a couple of the teas for the trailer that have popped up over this past weekend. We're going to see them on the Falcon. We're going to see them working together. That's something that we haven't gotten in the last two movies. Are all three of them working together? That was the beauty of the original trilogy, was when you had Han, Luke, and Leia together. Those moments, I mean, it starts on the Death Star in A New Hope. Those moments were great. Then in episode 5 or Empire Strikes Back, they get separated early on in the movie. And then in Return of the Jedi, they're back together, but then they get separated again. Those moments with the three of them together was always great. We'd never really got that in this trilogy, but I think we're going to get it in this final movie, and I think we're going to see a good bit of that in the trailer. I also think we will see Palpatine in this trailer. I think we're going to. I think we have to. We've gotten his voice. We've heard his voice. That wouldn't be a big reveal. We know he's going to be in the movie. So showing his face isn't going to be ruining the surprise of the film when it comes out on December 20th, because we already know he's going to be there. So there's really no point in not showing him in this trailer. And I think it's an important aspect of when you're trying to show what the MacGuffin, what the driving force of these characters are, I think it's important to see that. So I think we're going to get that. And I also think that we're going to get some of the side characters. I think we'll see some Zori Bliss. I think we'll see some Chewbacca, R2-D2, Dio, BB-8, C-3PO. I think we're going to get a good bit with them as well as Lando. I think we're going to see a nice little bit of Lando in this. That one tease that we saw also, I don't know if you guys realize this, but where it shows all the ships, that is some fan service there. You got the U-Wings, you got the Ghosts, or you got Ghosts from Rebels in there, the medical freight from Return of the Jedi. So many different things that you see in that. One simple shot is complete fan service, so I'm excited to see what this trailer brings, but most importantly, I'm excited about this movie. We should also be speculating on what we're going to get if we're going to get a one-shot poster. We have yet to get an official poster for this movie, a one-shot poster yet, and I think we're going to get that tonight, either right before or right after the film drops. If I remember correctly with The Last Jedi, it dropped about 2 hours prior to the trailer dropping. I think we're going to get the same thing here, around about the same time frame is when we're going to see the one-shot poster for The Rise of Skywalker. Something to start wetting everybody's whistles, talking about it, so when the trailer drops, that's what all anybody's talking about. And then tickets go on sale, people. Remember, pre-sale tickets go on sale tonight as well, so check your listings, AMC Theaters, Cinemarks, go to Fandango, wherever it is, you get your tickets. Make sure you're on there, ready to go. Hopefully their sites don't crash. I know my buddy Colton, co-host of Bridging the Geekdoms, as well as Shooting the Sith in the past, he's all amped up, ready to hit the purchase button for those tickets as soon as they go on sale, so we get the best seats and the best time to get going and seeing that movie. I am going to try my best to work with people near the theater that I'm going to be going to, trying to get some kind of event set up, even if it's just me and a recorder walking around, talking to the fans about their expectations, and then when I leave, getting their immediate reactions of the movie. That is what I want to do because I think that'll be great for the podcast. People listening in, hearing real reactions, excitement and reactions from the movie. I'm just absolutely excited, guys. I want you to get excited. We all need to be excited about this movie. This is the final movie in the Skywalker saga. That is what they're touting it as. Will it stay that way? I don't know. Does anybody really know? In 10 years, they could decide to go back to the Skywalker saga. But as of right now, this is the final film, the Skywalker saga. I'm excited. Whether you love The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens or not, I think you need to be excited. I think you need to get ready to see this movie and get excited. So after you hear the theme here, I will be back on here with my reactions of the trailer. I have not seen it yet. At this point, I have not seen the trailer yet. So once we get back from the theme music here, I will have seen the trailer. I will probably be freaking out, so I hope you're excited and freaking out with me. I love Star Wars so much. I've been watching this stuff since I was 10 years old. I can't wait to talk about this trailer. I can't wait for this movie. So, see you on the other side, everyone. And I'm back. All right, let's take a look at this here. We're going to watch a trailer. I'm going to kind of go shot by shot as best as I can. There's a lot to unfold here with the visuals that we get from this trailer. J.J. Abrams, that's one thing he has been great at with all of his films, is the visuals that he puts on the screen with his movies. So we're going to do that here. I'm going to pull up the trailer here. It's not going to have any audio here for obvious reasons, but I'm going to play the trailer. And there's the Lucasfilm logo popping up now, so if you want to watch along, you can. First thing we see, helmet falling down, Rey running through the forest, deflecting a blast. Looks like this is probably a training sequence early on in the film. She jumps, and it kind of cuts to a scene probably later in the movie where she's jumping on the Death Star. You see John Boyega looking in the distance on a desert planet. Then Rey running through the forest again. See a shot of Lando. A lot of quick shots here in the beginning. Rose Tico, John, Finn, Poe, Chewbacca. And you see the one big shot from the poster. Rey and Kylo on, looks like, the Death Star in the ocean of some sort. Pretty badass scene, if you ask me. TIE fighters flying. And then this awesome shot here of a Ralph McQuarrie-esque throne, which I think is fantastic to get more Ralph McQuarrie stuff in there. Shots of all the ships. You see the four big characters on the Falcon, and Rey and Kylo fighting with lightsabers, the ship exploding. And C-3PO, it's kind of a interesting scene here where he is asked, hey, everything good with you? And he's like, I'm looking at my friends and one last time. Is he going to die? That's kind of the thought there. The interesting thing about this trailer is you don't get much story. I was kind of hoping that we get a little bit of the story, a lot of voiceover with just the destiny of a Jedi and everything like that. And obviously the saga will end. The story lives forever. Now this shot of the throne room and the Death Star, that shot there, I can't tell what that is. For some reason, that makes me think of Cloud City, but I honestly am not 100% sure on that. Then Palpatine. You do see Palpatine kind of from behind in a weird floating mechanism. But is it really him? Is it a clone? Who knows? We don't know. And it's all we see. Obviously, trailers 2.5 minutes long. I can't break it down quickly. But there is a lot to unpack for sure. And going from the beginning here, real quick, I'm going to go through it again. I thought it was an excellent trailer. It didn't get me quite as excited as, say, the Force Awakens trailer or the Last Jedi trailer did, where my excitement level just went through the roof. I think the moment that I got most excited for was the throne room scene when you see Rey and Kylo in there later in the trailer from Return of the Jedi. I thought that was fantastic. But again, this first scene obviously is Rey in some sort of forest training. Probably in relation to that other scene that we saw from a previous trailer where she's throwing the lightsaber, or was that the behind the scenes from the D23 footage where she throws the lightsaber and it comes back to her. That's what I'm guessing, you know, is this scene here, probably early in the movie. Her running and then her jumping, this cut here then to her being, my guess is it's the wreckage of the Death Star, which will be later on in the movie. I also like the little payoff you have from The Force Awakens, where you see her in the beginning of the movie jumping through a Star Destroyer to this moment here on a Death Star doing the same thing. I think that'd be pretty cool, if that is actually the Death Star, for sure. Let's see. John Boyega, Finn. I really don't know what his story is going to be. Hopefully it's something interesting. He has the knack of not having an interesting story since The Force Awakens. More of Rey running through the forest. You then have Lando, and it looks like the entire Resistance, or hopefully what they're known now, because basically they are the Rebellion, all sitting around, probably conversing on what their next move is going to be. I like that Lando's in the center of it all there. Let's see. There's everybody's shot of Rose. Everybody's so worried because she hasn't been in the marketing at all. There she is. There's Rose Tico for everyone. Let's see. We got Chewbacca, Poe, and Finn at an X-Wing as they're turning around, all looking serious. And yeah, really don't know what that could be. Just a shot of, quick shot of all the actors, side characters, essentially, because the meat of this film is going to be Rey and Kylo for sure. Nice shot of a starship there. I cannot remember the name of it. Man, that sucks. Then we go back to this watery planet. I don't know if it's a watery planet, but back to the wrecked Death Star in the water, and we see Rey and Kylo. Well, we just see Rey at first, talking about no one knows who she is after everybody saying they do. But Kylo comes out and he's like, yo, I do. And he comes out all badass looking, all wet and with his lightsaber. Then you see the TIE fighters flying towards the ice, icy, snowy structures there. I don't know. Then you have the throne, which again I think is very Ralph McQuarrie-esque. Reminds me of those early drawings that he made where Return of the Jedi, he wanted to have, or not he wanted to have, but he had the idea, and so did Lucas, of it actually being on Mustafar, and with the lava everywhere, and the Emperor's throne sitting there. This kind of reminded me of that concept art. Hearing Palpatine talk, and I don't know if it was at this moment or later on in the trailer about the two of them coming together, that he has waited so long and finally the two of you are coming together. That makes me believe that there has been something that Palpatine has been planning all the way since before his possible demise in Return of the Jedi. Obviously, he wasn't killed then if he is in this movie. Or maybe he was. Maybe he was brought back somehow. And then we see the rise of all these, of a Star Destroyer out of the ocean, all the ships, which I know everybody's been freaking out about it because everybody sees the ghost from the cartoon Rebels in that shot, which I think is awesome if it is actually a ghost. Somebody said something amazing on a group. I'm sorry, I don't have your name, but what if it was Jason Syndulla flying that ship? I think that would be absolutely phenomenal if they went that route and just paid respect to what Rebels brought in from the cartoon and bringing a character over like that. Even if he's on the screen for 5 seconds, you don't even need to have his name. Just see him getting onto the ghost to fly, I think would be fantastic. Something that I think that we've all wanted for quite a while is seeing the big three of this trilogy, Poe, Finn, and Rey, together on screen at one time. And here we get this on the Millennium Falcon with Rey and Chewbacca in the pilot seats and Finn and Poe behind them. Just remind you of the old original trilogy with the original three. And then a beautiful shot of Rey and Kylo fighting on the wreckage of the Death Star. I still like the idea that, you know, or the theories that they're going to be fighting through time. I don't know how they would accomplish this, but, you know, people keep talking about going into the world between worlds to do that, but I don't know. I'm excited about that. Then you have one of those skiff-looking things from The Last Jedi on the water making its way through. It's not the same, but it looks similar to it. Then we have this shot of 3PO being worked on by the little creature, and I apologize, I don't have all the names for all these creatures right now, but there's been a lot of rumor that this specific mechanic creature dude thingamajig will be manipulating 3PO to be able to read some ancient Sith text, which would send Rey, Finn, and Poe on their journey, eventually coming face to face with Palpatine as well as Kylo. And you know, there's a lot of rumor that this is going to be C-3PO's one song as well. And this scene here kind of really makes you believe so, because they're like, hey, what's up, buddy? And he's like, just looking at my friends for the final time or one last time or something like that. And it's a heartfelt moment for sure. R2-D2, 3PO, or R2-D2 and Chewbacca make a little noise. Now you have Finn, Chewbacca, and Poe. It looks like those two are going to be together quite a bit, maybe even the three of them for a good portion of the movie, running through what's probably a First Order ship of some sort, just laying waste to a bunch of stormtroopers. Pretty badass. Another shot of Leia hugging and embracing Rey. It's pretty much all we've seen of Leia in these trailers. We know that they're bringing back footage from The Force Awakens into the movie to really finish off her story arc, but we haven't seen much besides her embracing and hugging Rey in these trailers. Then we get another shot, a different shot of BB-8 that looks like they're on this skiff that is on that desert, on the desert planet, as they're escaping and being chased by someone or something. BB-8 sets off a gas tank and it explodes. Shot of Lando and the Falcon with Han, or with Chewie. Man, I wish Han. With Chewie. We see what appears to be a Y-Wing taking on a Imperial Star Destroyer, which is fun. And then the title, or not the title, but the words over the screen, the saga will end. And then we see a bunch of Resistance or Rebels running through on horse-like creatures through what appears to be a First Order base of some sort. The story lives on forever. This is the money shot right here, everyone. This is the shot that I think everybody's going to be talking about when it comes to this trailer. I think everybody's going to be talking about it when it comes to the movie being released. Rey and Kylo are in the throne room from Return of the Jedi. It looks slightly different. Obviously, it's all wrecked and destroyed, but it does look slightly different, but that's besides the point. You're getting the aesthetic, the feel of that moment from Return of the Jedi, and it's quite amazing. Let's see, what else do we got? a shot of Finn running across that same wreckage of this of the Death Star that we were seeing Rey and Kylo fight on. Very interesting. Why is Finn running across there? It looks like he's yelling Rey as he's doing it. The next shot is an interesting shot. I can't tell where this is because it's all white. And the white that it is showing reminds me so much of Cloud City, but I know this isn't going to be Cloud City. But they're destroying the base or altar that Darth Vader's mask was held on by Kylo. Is this a First Order ship or base? The light scheme looks more Imperial, so probably more towards the First Order, but the white color scheme really doesn't do that. They're normally the dark and the reds, so interesting to see where this takes place. Could this be one of those moments where they're going through time and space and having their battle? Interesting thing to point out as well is, in this moment, Kylo has his mask on. The other fight scene that we see between the two of them on the wreckage of the Death Star, Kylo does not have his mask. So this is most likely early on or before that moment in the movie. We get a shot of Finn and Poe, and then we get a shot, it looks like, of... it's Imperial Star Destroyers, rising up. We see TIE Fighters and B-Wings and X-Wings, and this is going to be an epic space battle. That's what people have been wanting in this new trilogy. We haven't gotten it yet, and I think we're finally going to get the epic space battle that everybody's been wanting now. Shot of Kylo as he walks away. Then this moment here, I know my little speculation prior to the trailer being released, I was like, oh, we're going to see Palpatine, absolutely. In a sense, we do see Palpatine, or Darth Sidious, just from behind. He's in some kind of mechanism. It looks like some kind of chair that probably is keeping him alive or holding him upright or something like that. And he's facing down Rey, or Rey's facing down Palpatine, and he's much higher up than she is. So obviously, she looks very small to him, which makes sense. Gonna be an interesting scene how this all plays out. I can't wait. And then we get a shot of Rey. Obviously, she is the protagonist of the film and the series. Not series, but the saga. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. That's the trailer. Nothing spectacular, nothing crazy, nothing that gets your heart pumping or anything like that. Like I said, that to me, the big moment was the throne room. I really am interested to see what they do with that and how they handle everything with Palpatine. The music was interesting. It was a lot darker and a lot more somber, which was kind of disappointing because I was kind of hoping to be a little more uppity and exciting, but they're really pushing this, like, hey, this is the end of the saga aspect of it, I think. I don't know. I've been talking to Colton. He's excited. Colton got our tickets. Actually, they went on sale right around when the football game started. So we got tickets for the fan event at AMC Theater at the waterfront in Pittsburgh. So if you happen to hear this and you're in the area, you're going to that theater, look for me and Colton there. We'll be the ones wearing the spoiler country and shooting the Sith t-shirts for sure. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I saw the IMAX poster. I haven't seen a poster for one shot at all. I just don't know. They released a one shot. Maybe they're holding off on that. Who knows? I'm excited about this movie. I hope and believe all of you are as well. So definitely keep checking back. Next week, I am going to probably have a more in-depth discussion about this. Maybe get somebody on the show with me to talk about it, because honestly, I'm excited. I really, really am excited for this movie. The trailer, it was a good trailer. Not giving anything, taking anything away. It just wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it would be a lot better. Some of the things, that people are saying is, the trailer looks cool. It's super pretty. That's from Kendrick from Spoiler Country. That's what I thought too, right away. I mean, it's just, it looks fantastic. Didn't give us the story. I was really hoping the trailer would give us something for the story in this movie, and it just didn't. I think that's probably why I'm most disappointed with it. But I can't wait for the movie. I hope you all can't wait also. Let me know what you think of the trailer. You know, throw some comments down below. Make sure you follow us and, you know, hit me up on Twitter at rslavinsky. You know, find us on Facebook, Spoiler Country. You can find us there. I'm doing some great things with Spoiler Country. Scpod.net. Go there for all your Spoilerverse needs. It's growing every day. We're trying to push it, make it as big as we can. Again, Shooting the Sith is all about the fans, all about being positive about the fandom of Star Wars. And Spoiler Country is a good time to just talk about all things in the nerd world, whether it's Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, whatever, comics, movies, TV shows, whatever it is. That's what Spoiler Country is all about. So make sure you check out scpod.net for all of that. Thanks for listening. I know I didn't get too in-depth with it, but again, I've only watched it 5 times so far. I'm going to watch it a whole bunch more between now and next week, and like I said, hopefully have somebody else on with me and dissect it even further, have a better discussion with the trailer. So thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.